one side. Many of the existing homes in the neighborhood have extended their front porches. The variance will not change or impair the character of the neighborhood. The existing corner of the front porch, there's 9 feet from the existing corner of the front porch. If variance is granted, the porch would extend to within 4 feet of the line. We are requesting permission to encroach on the 5-foot setback ordinance by 1 foot.
Questions? Is this a Bahamas beach?
Clearwater.
Clearwater, okay. Very similar.
Are you the builder?
I am not, no.
Well, what's your relationship to the home?
Family.
Sorry?
Family represent.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So the existing porch, is that 6 foot deep?
You know what, I could find out here. I'm not quite sure. I wasn't sure what I was walking into today, so I did my best back there for an hour and a half to study this. Looks like it's about, I'd say 4 feet.
So the existing porch is only 4 feet deep?
Correct.
Okay.
That's a guesstimate based on these.
Okay. You've been to the property, you know what it looks like?
Correct. I live there, yes.
And does it seem like it's 4 feet when you're up there?
Yeah. You can't walk by when someone's sitting out front here.
Okay.
You got to hop legs, yep.
Is the purpose of the variance so that they can have a usable front deck?
That is correct, yeah. They're, I believe, replacing with full composite. They'd like space for it to be recreationally used as well as walk path while being used, yes.
Yeah, because 4 foot's basically just a hallway.
Correct, yeah.
Is that property to the left of it, is that just an empty woods?
That is protected wetlands.
Okay.
And there is a tax ditch running through the back. You can see there is a deck that was built on with the home, I believe it was in the 80s, that encroaches to about 1 foot 7 inches from the property line.
That is a very curious shape.
Mm-hmm. Where did that?
That's a dead end, correct?
Correct. Last house, no traffic.
This is a condominium?
No, it is a house on stilts, 2 floors.
Is there an HOA?
Yes, there is.
Have they taken a position on this?
The neighbor, who's actually the HOA president, has approved this. He says it's okay. They have done it to their home themselves. There are 5 other homes that we've taken, well, I guess addresses of others' examples that have done the same.
I saw that. Raised deck, second floor. Any concerns with a delivery truck coming in?
They wouldn't impede any traffic, nope. They pull simply up into the driveway.
Has there been a permit applied for?
That I am not aware.
Okay. And I'm not an architect, but do you have any concerns? We have a 4 foot, we have a 4 foot existing deck with a 5 foot extension off. It raises a question in my mind about structure.
Mm-hmm. And yep, there are plans to add to the existing support to support the added 5 feet, yes.
Okay, and that's not shown on, I don't think it's shown. I'm sorry, I see a new 6x6 post out on the end, is that correct?
Correct. Two new 6 foot posts.
And the length of the deck?
In total?
Mm-hmm.
After the renovation?
Well, not with, but I'm looking at 1, 2, it appears to be 4 6x6 posts,
mm-hmm,
coming out as opposed to 2, according to the drawing. As house at the bottom.
Okay, so I believe they would be on either side of the existing structure, yes, existing framework.
Okay, so there's 4 new 6x6s is
correct.
The way what's being represented. Okay.
As well as new ply beams.
Of the 5 examples that were shown, I saw the pictures. Thank you for you or the owner for presenting that, but I was looking for examples of additional 5-foot extensions on there, and I didn't see them in the pictures.
Sure, I do have some pictures around here.
Looks the closest to me to be Longboat Drive. Number four, example number four.
Yes, I have other addresses as well as the photos of the porches, if you care to.
Yeah, I think they're in our pack.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yep. Wanted you to know that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. One other thing. Do you have any, one of the things that we also have to think about is that if we grant the variance for the 5-footer coming off this, then there'd be the possibility of precedent coming right down. This is unit 128?
Correct.
So if 129 and 130 and the rest applied for 5-footers, you'd be establishing a precedent because you're on the end line. That's a comment.
Thank you.
I mean, this lot is, I'll make my own comments. This lot is definitely unique as compared to the others. So I wouldn't see, mm-hmm. To me, that's not a precedent.
One thing I will point out, because I think both the applicant and the board, this is something that is a condo. It is not a lot. It is a condominium unit.
Okay.
Even though you said it's a standalone building, sir, on stilts?
On stilts, yes.
This was developed as a condominium.
Okay.
Which means that if you look at this, when you look at the site plan that we're providing, now I don't have the declaration plan for this community, but the site plan that's provided shows the unit area, and the unit area is the structure itself. And then what's around it is what's called a limited common element, mm-hmm. which means the area that's actually surrounding the unit where this is projected to go into is not the unit itself. Okay. It is a common area that is dedicated for the use of the unit owner.
Okay.
As a distinction, as an important distinction. So what that means is the area, like when you own a unit, you own this space.
Sure.
You don't own here.
Okay.
And where this is going is here.
Mm-hmm.
These other things that are there are not lots. These are individual units on common area.
Okay.
That's why these can be smaller. That's why this is a 2,100 square foot lot. So I mention that because have you looked to see if you're allowed? I know you'd mentioned that you've talked to the president of the HOA or the condo,
mm-hmm.
but there are differing requirements when you're expanding into a limited common element.
Okay.
Have you explored that, or has the applicant explored that to see if that's allowable? Here?
I cannot confirm if the homeowner has explored
okay.
that.
Right.
I would assume with their intellect that they would have done so, yes.
Okay. All right. And you had mentioned that some of these others have expanded their units in a similar fashion. Do I understand that correct?
Yes. I'm not sure if they encroach on the 5-foot setback like ours
okay.
would, but yes, they have expanded similar.
So they've gone beyond what you would anticipate their unit would be?
Sure, yes.
How old is this structure?
I would say that this was built in the 80s, mid-80s.
Was that prior to the applicant's acquisition of the property?
Yes.
And there's been no additions or anything to that structure
Nothing.
Since? Have there been issues with, you had mentioned that, and I think Mr. Warfield noted that it was like a hallway, the width of it, I know his building expertise. Have there been issues with folks, is the applicant able to navigate through that porch now as it currently stands, or is it needed in order for safe navigation by the owner of the property?
Without being used recreationally, as far as seating goes, you can walk through just fine. If somebody is using the front porch, there is no space to move through.
So if somebody had a disability or what have you, they're not able to get through that area?
I would say that's not in sufficient enough space to navigate, yes.
Ms. Norwood, do we have any setbacks from those wetlands that we need to be concerned about?
No, it predates the...
Okay, that's what I was thinking too, but I knew there were some changes. I just didn't know offhand if those were an issue here.
Yeah.
And this is uncovered, correct?
I believe they plan to keep it uncovered. I'm not entirely sure on the plan, the future plans.
It's said in here, it's plans were to be uncovered.
Uncovered, yeah.
So these other pictures here, I mean, is there variances for those properties, or can we tell that?
I am not aware if they had requested variance for these expansions.
Staff will tell us here in a minute.
In the packet, there was a picture of a boat, I believe.
Yes, that sits there in the off-season. Yep.
So if the 5-foot deck was built?
Their accommodations would be made for the boat's storage in the off-season, yes.
Because if you back that boat in there with that, you couldn't back it in there.
You couldn't. And you couldn't pull cars in with the boat there either, if the expansion was made.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Mr. Sharp, are you okay?
I have nothing further, thank you.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does, sir.
You can either remain there or you can have a seat.
Sure.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12806 for Mrs. Cheryl Kuser?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12806 for Ms. Cheryl Kuser and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case 12806 for Cheryl Kuser. I believe while the property does have unique physical conditions, that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant, that the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and doesn't represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Mr. Williamson?
Nay.
Mr. Werfel?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So they vote of 3-2. Your case is denied, sir. Sorry.
Thank you, John.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.